Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of God.
主啊, 我们要为神的真理献上感恩。
And it's true, Lord, that all parts of Scripture are good news, but some are just especially good news.
所以这个也是个真的，就是说所有的圣经里面都是好消息，但是其中一些呢，特别来说是个好消息。And
so we pray that you'll speak to each of our hearts as we consider Genesis 24 together today.
所以主，我们祷告就是您会对我们每个人的内心说话，当我们开始学习创世纪第24章的时候。
And Lord, we pray that you'll just bless this man, James, who hopefully is reading the Bible right now. We pray that he will get saved, Lord.
所以主要我们特别的是要为这个叫James的人呢祷告，他现在呢，有可能就是在读那个圣经，那么说呢，我们祈求呢，他呢，就是有可能会得救。
He said he'd like to go to heaven, but he hasn't been giving God much priority. Lord, we pray that he will realize that he's got to be serious with the God who made him.
所以主要他说呢，他想去天堂，但是呢，他却并没有把神放在首位。我们就是说呢，祷告他呢会非常严肃认真的去对待在天上的神创造了他这样一个事实。
And we pray, Lord, that each of us will also say, yes, Lord, I want to obey you in everything.
所以愿我们在座的每一个人都说呢，主啊，我们在每件事情上都想顺服您。
And Lord, it's true. We also thank you for ice cream.
所以主要这也是我们要感谢这些冰激凌。
And so we give thanks in Jesus' name. Lead us this afternoon, we pray.
所以呢，我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告，今天晚上呢，您带领我们。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So thank you for all.
也感谢大家。
Welcome online again to Winston, Hong Lu, Sharon, and Lucy joining us this afternoon. Good to see you.
所以欢迎所有在Zoom上的，像 Winston, Hong Lu, Sharon, 还有 Lucy。
Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪第24章。
And in some respects, this particular chapter is it's just sort of an interlude, some stories in the life of Abraham and his family.
这个里面呢，就是从某种意义上来说呢，这样的故事呢是在亚伯拉罕和那个就是说是就是他的家人中间的一个就是说是中间的过渡。
So verse 1 says, now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
这个第一节说呢，亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他。
Well, that would be nice to have this said of you when you were old, wouldn't it?
所以这个如果你老了，这个事情发生在你身上，是不是很好呢？
Get to the end of life and you say, how could I summarize life? The Lord has blessed me in all things.
所以你说呢，在我的人生的快结束的时候呢，你说我怎么来总结一下我的人生呢？你会说是主在所有的事情上都赐福给我了。
So Abraham verse 2 said to the oldest servant in his house who ruled over all that he had, put your hand please under my thigh.
第二节呢，亚伯拉罕对他家中管理他前夜最老的仆人说：“请把你的手放在我大腿底下。”So,
we're probably pretty sure that this eldest servant was a man whose name was Eleazar.
因为我们有可能呢，就是确定这个最老的仆人呢，他的名字叫Eleazar。
Eleazar's name means God is my helper.
所以Eleazar的意思呢，神是我的帮助者。
If you had to choose a middle name, would you like to put as your middle name Eleazar?
如果你想选择一个中间的名字，你会把Eleazar作为你中间的名字吗？
I would like God to be my helper all the time.
我想要主呢，在神在我所有的生活中呢，都是我的帮助者。
And so, you read the Bible story, and sometimes you're amazed at what you read.
你读圣经的故事呢，有时候呢，你会为你读到的故事呢感到惊奇。
So just pretend that you're Eleazar.
就是假设你现在是阿利亚泽。
And your boss comes to you and says, now put your hand under my thigh.
对你的老板来到你这里说，把你的手放在我大腿底下。
And you would say, what?
你会说什么？
Put my hand under your thigh.
是把我的手放在你大腿底下。
Now just pretend that somebody said that to you. Please put your hand under my thigh.
你现在假设一下，有人对这样对你说，把你的手放在我大腿底下。
And you would say, excuse me, but frankly, I would find that very embarrassing.
所以你会对他说，那你说对不起，如果我这样做呢，我会感到非常的尴尬。
How would you put your hand under somebody's thigh?
你怎么样可以把手放在某个人的大腿下面呢？
Okay, so I'm not sure. I've never done it.
所以我也不确定，我从来都没有那么做过。
What would you do? If somebody said, "Put your hand under my thigh, please," what would you do?
所以如果有个人说呢，把你的手放在我大腿底下，你会怎么办
？Well, I think I'd have to say, "Oh, all right," but then I'd have to get down on my knees.
所以呢，我说呢，好吧。那么我必须呢就跪下
，on the floor，
就在地上跪下
，and then I would stretch forth my hand，
然后我把手伸出去
，and just behind the knee I would put my hand under and I'd be down，
接着他的膝盖后面，我必须像这样把手放进去。
Why on earth would Abraham have ever said to Eliezer, "Put your hand under my thigh"？
所以呢，亚伯拉罕他为什么、到底为什么要这么去说，给艾利亚说把你的手放在我大腿底下呢
？Is that a picture of humility？
这是一个就是谦卑的一个画面吗
？When I worked for my boss, he would say, "Harold, I want you to do something. Now listen to me."
所以当我还在工作的时候，我老板跟我说呢，啊 ，Harold， 我要你给我做点什么，现在听我说。
But if he said, "Put your hand under my thigh," I'd probably say, "I'm going to get another job. Bye bye."
如果他说那你把你的手放在我大腿底下，我会说呢，啊，我再找一份另外的工作吧，再见了。
This was very serious. Abraham said, "Eliezer, this is very, very serious. You must do this job right."
所以这个就是说是亚伯拉罕现在说呢，这个事情呢非常非常的严肃，所以呢你必须呢把它做对了。
Verse 3 says, "And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell."
第三节呢，他说我要叫你指着耶和华天地的神起誓。不要为我儿子娶这迦南人的女儿们为妻。
I've been on this before and will again, but the question is it important who you marry?
所以这个我以前已经讲过，但还要再一次讲一次，你嫁给谁或者娶谁是重要的吗
？Is it important who your son marries?
所以你的儿子娶谁重要吗
？How old was Abraham at this point?
在这个点上，亚伯拉罕有多大年纪
？Probably 140 years old.
大概有140岁。
How old was Isaac?
那么以撒当时多大年龄
？Probably 40 years old.
有可能40岁了。
Who should be getting a wife for Isaac?
谁应该跟那个以撒找个妻子呢
？Well, you'd think that would be Isaac's job, wouldn't you?
你认为那应该是 Isaac 自己的工作，是不是
？He's 40 years old.
他40岁了。
Okay, his father said, "Isaac, I'm gonna get the right wife for you."
他父亲说呢 ，Isaac， 我要给你找一个正当的妻子。
And then he says to his servant, "I'm holding you responsible to get the right wife for my son Isaac."
所以呢，他对他的最老的仆人说呢，你有责任帮以撒找到一个好的妻子。
Now, as we go through the story, we're going to realize this is all a picture.
所以呢，当我们往这个故事走下去的时候呢，我们会意识到这都是一个画面。
In this picture, Abraham is like God.
所以在这个画面里呢，亚伯拉罕就像神一样。
Isaac is like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，以撒呢，就像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
The Holy Spirit is like, no, Eliezer is like the Holy Spirit.
是 Eliezer， 他就像圣灵一样。
Okay, his name is God is my helper, and the Holy Spirit's job is to help us.
他的名字呢，就是神是我的帮助者。那么圣灵的工作呢，也是帮助我们。
Okay, and to fill the story in now, who is the bride that he's going to get like?
所以呢，如果要在这个故事里面把它充满的话，那么说呢，谁是新娘的那个画面呢？
Well, that bride is like you and me, isn't it?
这个新娘就像是你我一样，是不是呢？
The Lord Jesus wants you to trust him so that he can become your bride or his bride. You can, he can become your bridegroom.
所以这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督他想要你们呢相信他，这样呢他可以成为你的新郎，你们可以成为他的新娘。
So that's the beautiful story.
这是一个非常美的故事。
Back now to take a wife from the Canaanites. Why would Abraham say, "Don't bring a wife from the Canaanites to my son"?
所以我们回到这个从迦南地娶妻的这个话题来，为什么亚伯拉罕说呢，不能娶迦南地的人为妻呢？
Because the Canaanites had not bowed the knee to the God of heaven.
因为当时迦南人呢还没有跪在天上的神面前。
Christians must not marry non-Christians.
基督徒不能和非基督徒结婚。
All right. So verse 4 says, "You shall go to my country, to my kindred, and take a wife for my son Isaac."
所以第四节说呢，你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
And so Abraham knows his family, knows his country, and he says, it would be better for my son to have a wife from there than a wife from here.
因为亚伯拉罕呢，他非常了解他的本地和本族，所以呢，说呢，要到那里去娶一个妻子回来，而不是在这个迦南地娶一个。
And the servant now is probably still down on his knees.
因为那个他的仆人仍然应该仍然跪着的。
And verse 5 says, the servant said to Abraham, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back? May I, must I take your son back to this land from which you came?
第五节说呢，仆人对他说，倘若女子不肯跟我来这地方，我必须将你的儿子带回你原初之地吗？
And Abraham said, verse 6, beware that you do not take my son back there.
所以第六节亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。
Here's the question now.
现在这里有个问题。
God is looking for a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ.
神呢在为我们的主耶稣基督呢寻求新娘。
Wouldn't it be nice if Jesus could come back and we could take a good look at him?And say, okay, I've decided, I'd like to be a Christian, I'd like to follow Jesus.
所以这样是不是会更好呢？如果主耶稣基督他回来，我们看了一下他，看着他非常的好，我们说啊，好了，我们想呢嫁给他，我们想跟他去天堂。
But that's not what's going to happen.
但这不会发生的。
You're not going to see Jesus.
你现在看不见主耶稣。
You can't have a talk with him.
你甚至不能跟他说话。
He's not going to come back, but you can...Say, I choose to believe all I know about you.
因为他不会来这里来，但是呢，你可以说呢，我选择相信，相信所有的关于你的。
So verse 7 says, the Lord God of heaven, who took me, Abraham says, from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I give this land. He will send his angel before you.And you shall take a wife for my son from there.
第七节说，那耶和华天上的神曾带领我离开父家和本族地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地给你的后裔，他必差他的天使在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。
How do you get a good wife?
你怎样找到一个好的妻子呢？
You pray a lot.
你要大量的祷告。
Okay, and so, this man says, I'm gonna go see if I can get a wife. Eliezer says, I'll go get a wife for Isaac. And he says, I'm prepared to do it God's way. I am going to make sure that I don't bring Isaac to the people. I'm gonna bring the people to Isaac.
那这个里面呢，就这个人说呢，我要去为我儿子找个妻子。那么说呢，这个Eliezer 这个人呢，他说呢，我要准备去做，但是呢，我要去照着神的方式做，我要从那里给那个以撒呢带一个妻子回来。
So verse 8 says, And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this my oath. And only do not take my son back there.
第八节说，如果这女人不肯跟你来，我使你起的事就与你无干了，只是不可带我的儿子再回那里去。
So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter.
第九节说呢，仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这事儿向他起誓。
So from a human point of view, this is very wise. Make sure that you marry the right person.
你从人类的角度来看呢，这对你来说是非常的明智的事情，要确保你结婚的对象是正确的人。
So my sister tells a story about being in Sunday school.
所以我的姐姐告诉我一个故事，在她在主日学的时候。
She was probably 4 or 5 years old.
她当时大概4到5岁。
And the Sunday school teacher said,
这个主日学老师说，
You know, when you grow up, you're going to have to marry the right person.
但当你长大以后呢，你要嫁对人。
You've got to start praying now
你现在就要开始祷 告。
That you'll marry the right person when you get there.
当你到了那个时候的时候，要嫁给对的人。
Okay, there are things that are very important in life.
在我们人生中，有些事情是非常重要的。
And apart from going to heaven,
就除了去天堂以外，
the next thing that's important in life is who you marry.
这就是下一个重要的，就是你跟谁结婚是最重要的了。
And so if you're not married, then you pray, lead me to the right person.
所以如果你还没结婚，你要祷告说呢，带领我走向对的人。
And if you are married, then you say, thank you, Lord, for where I am. You've got to help me in this particular marriage. The Bible doesn't say, go ahead, get a different wife, get a different husband. But the Bible says, pray that you get the right one, and both before and after. And if you've got a husband or a wife that's not the right one, you've got him, it is the right one. Say, thank you, Lord, you will bless me in this, but make sure if you've got a choice, don't marry the wrong one. Encourage those you know to marry only the right one.
在这个里面呢，如果你已经结婚了，结婚了以后呢，那么现在呢，你要在你这个里面就是非常的安心的在你的对象面前，而不是说是我现在要去找一个另外找个妻子或者另外找一个丈夫，就是说呢，如果说是你结婚了对象，你已经结婚了，那你要祷告呢，神呢会在你的婚姻里呢帮助你。如果呢你已经结婚了，那么你结婚对象就是你对的人，所以呢。就是说是你要确保在这个时候呢，就是说你要给那些没有结婚的准备结婚人说呢，让他们也要找对结婚的对象。
So verse 10, then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. Nahor was Abraham's brother.
第十节说呢，那仆人从他主人的骆驼里起了10匹骆驼，起身往美索不达米亚去，到了拿赫的城。拿赫呢，是亚伯拉罕的一个兄弟。
So if you had an important job to do for God, what would you do?
如果你有一个就是非常重要的工作要为神去做，你怎么做？
Well, you'd pray, wouldn't you?
你先祷告，是不是呢？
And you'd say, Lord, this is really an important job. I would like you to tell me how to do it. You work for me, please.
所以你会说呢，主啊，这是一个非常重要的工作，所以呢，我要您呢帮助我，求您帮助我。
So here's the story, verse
11. 第11节，这是这个故事。
And Abraham made his 10 camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water.
第十一节说，天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。
Verse 12, here's the prayer. Then Eliezer said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water.
第十二节，这是Eliezer 的祷告。他说呢，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，我求你向我主人亚伯拉罕显出仁慈，使我今日遇见好机会。看了，我站在井边，城里居民的女儿们正出来打水。
Now, it's interesting in verse 12. He doesn't say, Lord, give me success today and show kindness to me.
所以呢，就非常有意思的是，在第十二节，他并没有说呢，主啊，就是说是求您呢，让我今天成功，向我显仁慈。
He says, give me success today and show kindness to my master.
所以说呢，求您今天让我成功呢，到向我的主人显出仁慈。
Why do you pray?
你为什么要祷告呢？
In order that God will show kindness to you?
是为了让神向你显出仁慈吗？
Or that God will show kindness to himself?
或者说呢，
And to Jesus?
或者说神向他自己，或者向主耶稣显示仁慈呢？
And so sometimes when we pray, we say, Lord, would you do this for Jesus' sake?
所以呢，我们有时候呢，就是祷告说，主啊，求您呢，就是为了主耶稣基督的缘故这么去做。
He didn't say, Lord, would you show me kindness today and show me the right woman? He said, Lord, would you show my boss, Abraham, kindness today and lead me to the right woman?
所以这个里面呢，他就并没有说，主啊，求您呢向我显出仁慈，带给我一个正确的女子。但是他却说呢，主啊，求您向亚伯拉罕我的主人显出仁慈，带领我遇见正确的女子。
Now he says, Lord, I'm here by the well, and there's a few women coming out to draw water. So this is what I would like you to do.
所以他说呢，主啊，看到我现在站在井边，这里有几个女子出来打水。那么说呢，这就是我向您求的，您要对我做的。
So verse 14 now is the specifics of his prayer.
所以呢，第十四节是他的那个祷告的细节。
He says, Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, Please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, Drink, and I will also give your camels drink.Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
第十四节说呢，我向哪一个女子说，求你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她是说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你所预定给仆人以撒的妻。这样我便知道你向我的主人显出仁慈了。
Was that a good prayer?
这是一个很好的祷告吗？
What kind of a woman do you want to marry?
你想要娶什么样的女子呢？
Well, I'm not sure. I wonder if this would be an indication of a good woman.
所以呢，我不是很确定。我认为呢，就是这有可能就是说是指出的那个好的女子。
You say to her, would you please give me a drink of water?
你对她说，那能不能给我点水喝？
If she said, no, I'm busy.
如果他说不，我很忙。
What would you say?
那你会怎么说呢？
I think I'll look somewhere else for a wife.
你要在其他地方再去找个妻子了。
What happens?
在这里发生了什么呢？
Verse 15. And it happened Before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder.
第15节说话还没说完，看哪，利百加肩头上扛着水瓶出来，利百加是比士利所生，比士利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿赫妻子密加的儿子。
Okay, so who was he expecting to come?
所以他希望谁来呢？
He didn't know. He was praying, and while he was praying,
他不知道,
she came. When he opened his eyes, she was right there.
他不知道谁会来，他在祷告。当他祷告的时候呢，他来了，然后他睁眼一看，哎，这个他来了。
Has that ever happened to you? Ever had an answer to prayer like that?
你有没有就是在你身上发生过这样的事情，神应允你的祷告呢？
And I've told you before, but I'll tell you the story again.
我跟大家以前讲过这个故事，但是还要讲一遍。
It was late at night, probably 9 o'clock at night, and I was out on the water just off Bone Island, and I couldn't get my boat to run.
因为就是说是快到晚上了，晚上的时候呢，这个时候呢，我当时呢在靠近伯恩埃南的地方呢，我坐在我的小船里，当时我的小船的马达呢启动不了。And
and the wind was blowing.
风在吹。
It was blowing from Bowen Island to Nanaimo.
所以呢，从那个伯恩奈呢往南奈摩那边吹。
And I thought, if nobody helps me, I'm going to drift all the way to Nanaimo in the middle of the night.
所以呢，我说如果现在没人帮我，在半夜的时候呢，我会飘到那奈摩去。
And so I got my paddle and I took my shirt off and I had a white flag on top of my shirt and I went like this. And nobody anywhere, and I was doing like this, absolutely nothing.
因为当时呢，他把他的那个桨呢就拿起来，那就把他的衬衫脱下来，是个白衬衫，他就拿着在半夜的时候就像这样摇，没有任何人看得见，他好像摇了，没有任何的意义。
And my father was with me.
我的爸爸当时和我在船上。And
we said, what should we do?
我们说呢，我们应该怎么办呢？
And we said, we're going to pray.
我说呢，我们要祷告。
And we got down on our knees in the boat, on the floor of the boat, on our knees.
所以当时呢，他们在他那个小船上呢，他们两个人都跪在那个船的船舱底下。
And we prayed, he prayed, I prayed, we both prayed.
所以他祷告，我也祷告，我们都在祷告。
And then we stood up.
然后我们站起来。
And what do you think we saw when we stood up?
因为我们站起来说看到了什么？
A boat coming right to us.
一个船呢，直接照我们开过来了。
I thought that's pretty good news.
这个是个很好的消息。He
said, "Can we help you?"
他们说呢，我们能帮助你吗？
I said, "Well, I hope so."
我说我当然希望了。He
said, "I'm going to Vancouver. Would you like me to tow you to Vancouver?"
他说我们正开到温哥华，你愿不愿意我们把你们拖到温哥华去了？
We said, "Yeah."
他们说好。
And that was a pleasant evening.
这是一个非常愉快的傍晚。
Okay, he's praying. He opens his eyes. There's this woman.
他在祷告，他一睁开眼睛看，那个女子就站在他面前。
All right, so verse 16.
第16节。
The young woman was beautiful. And to behold, a virgin, no man had known her.
那女子容貌极其俊美，还是处女，从未有人认识她。
And he watched. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher and came up.
看到了她下的井旁，打满了水，又上来，就是完成了这个画面。
And the servant ran to meet her, and he said, "Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher."
仆人跑上前去迎着他说：“求你将瓶里的水给我喝一点。”
she didn't say no.
他并没有说不给。
Verse 18. So she said, "Drink, my lord." And then she hastened and let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink.
第18节说，他说呢，我主请喝，他就急忙拿下瓶来，托在手上给他喝。
And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking.
第十九节说，那女子给他喝了，就说：“我再为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。”
Was that easy for her to say?
这个对他来说很容易说出这样的话吗？
How many camels were there?
那里有多少个骆驼？
10.
十只。
How far had the camels walked?
所以那个骆驼已经走了多远的路了？
500 miles.
500英里。
How much can camels drink?
所以骆驼能喝多少水？
I don't know. I've never had to drink a camel. Let's say they can only drink 30 or 40 gallons.
所以呢，就是我从来没计算过，但是我们假设一个骆驼喝可以喝30到40加仑水。
Where was the well?
哪里是井？
Well, we don't really know, but where's the line? It says, the servant ran to meet her. Please let me drink. So she drank. Then she let... it doesn't say she had to go down to get a well, to the well of water, but it wasn't that easy. She said, I will bring enough water for 10 thirsty camels.
所以这里并没说呢，他离那个井到底有多远，但是呢，我们知道呢，这个并不容易。他说呢，我会打满水给你的骆驼喝。
Let's assume it was only 200 gallons she had to draw.
因为我们就假设他要那个打200加仑的水。
200 gallons.
200加仑。
Do you think she'd make a good wife?
你认为她会是一个好的妻子吗？
I don't think she's afraid of hard work.
我不认为她害怕艰苦的工作。
She'd probably be a pretty good wife.
她有可能是个很好的妻子。
What did Eliezer think?
那么 Eliezer 怎么想？
He said, I prayed that the first woman who came would not only give me a drink, but would offer to feed my, to drink, or to provide water for my camels.
他说我祷告了，这个第一个我看见的女子呢，她不仅把水给我喝，同样呢，也要喂饱我的骆驼。
Was this an answer to prayer?
这是神应允她的祷告吗？
Marvelous answer to prayer.
一个奇妙的回应祷告。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Then she hastened, emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels.
第二十节说呢，他就急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里，又跑在井旁打水，就为他所有的骆驼打上水来。
What's Eliezer do?
那 Eliezer 在干什么？
Verse 21, and the man Eliezer, wondering at her, remained silent.So as to know whether the Lord had made his way prosperous or not.
第二句说，那人定睛看他，一句话也不说，要晓得耶和华赐他通达的道路没有。
Verse 22. So when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel, two bracelets for her wrist weighing 10 shekels of gold.
第二十节说，骆驼喝足了，那人就拿一个金耳环，重半舍克勒，两个金镯，重十舍克勒。
Would that be pretty good pay for drawing water for the camels?
因为这个就是说是你去打水喂骆驼，这是很好的回报吗？
She probably didn't have a gold bracelet.
她有可能并没有那个金耳环。
Now she's got two gold bracelets.
现在她有两个金镯子。
And I don't know much about the nose ring, but she got that too.
因为我不知道那个金耳环什么，但是她也得到了。
I think the servant gave it to her because he realized she was God's provision.
所以我认为那个仆人把这个给她，是因为她意识到了这是神供应给她的。
And after giving her the gifts,Verse 23, he says, Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please. Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?
所以呢，他把这个给那个女子以后呢，第二三节说呢，请告诉我你是谁的女儿？你父亲家里有我们住宿的地方没有？
So she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor.
二十节他说呢，我是密加的与拿赫之子比示利的女儿。
And what do you think he said?
你认为他说什么？
Do you think he said, thank you, Lord?
你问他是感谢主。
What a remarkable answer to prayer.
这是一个多么的就是令人印象深刻的回应祷告。
Verse 25, moreover, she said to him, we have both straw and feet enough and, feet enough and room to lodge.
第二十五节又说呢，我们家里足有粮草，也有住宿的地方。
Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord.
第二十六节那人就低头敬拜耶和华。
What a wonderful thing.
这是一个多么奇妙的事情呢。
Sometimes the Lord gives you that answer to prayer. When you get an answer to prayer, what you do is you just bow your head and worship the Lord.
有时候呢，就是神呢给你那样一个特别的祷告的回应，那么说呢，他回应了你的祷告以后，你应该怎么做呢？你应该就低头敬拜耶和华。
And he said, this is the response of Eliezer. He said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being in the way, the Lord made me to the house of my master's brethren.
第二七节呢，这是在他的回应，他说呢，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因他不但以他的怜悯和他的真理待我主人，至于我耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。
It's interesting, isn't it? He keeps on referring to his master.
这个非常有意思的是不是呢？他一直提到了他的主人。
He realizes that he's the servant, not for himself, he's the servant for his master.
他呢意识到呢，他并不是他自己，他是他主人的仆人。
And he says, basically, the only reason that the Lord answered my prayer is that he would bless my master.
他意识到呢，唯一的主呢应允他的祷告的原因呢，是主要赐福给他的主人。
That's the way we pray, isn't it? We say, Lord,Would you please do something for me in order that it would be good for you?
因为这是我们祷告，是不是？我们祷告的时候跟主说，主啊，求您对我做一些善事，做一些美事，然后呢，这样的美事呢，可以给您呢带来好处。
Well, you can imagine how excited he was. Can you imagine how excited she was?
所以你可以去想象一下他有多么的激动，你也可以想象到那个女子是有多么的激动。
She probably said, I'm not sure what's going on, but I sure like these bracelets.
所以他说呢，就是说我不是确定的到底是发生了什么，但是我肯定喜欢这些镯子，金镯子。
She probably got more gold that afternoon than she'd ever had in her life.
他可能那天下午呢，就是说得到了他人生中从来没有得到过的金子。
Story goes on, verse 29. So the young woman ran and told these things of her mother's, told those of her mother's house these things.
二十八节继续，女子跑回去把这些事告诉她母亲和她家里的人。
Now Rebecca had a brother whose name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man by the well.
这个第二节就说呢，就是利百加有一个哥哥。名叫拉班，看见金环，又看见他在金镯子在他妹子手上，就跑到井旁边。
So the question is, why did he run out to the man at the well?
因为这现在问题是他为什么要跑到那个井边那个人那里去呢？
Verse 30. So it came to pass when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists.And when he heard the words of his sister Rebecca saying, Thus the man spoke to me, that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels at the well.
第三十节呢说呢， 当他看见金耳环，又看见金镯在他妹子的手上，并听见他妹子利百加的话，说那人对我如此如此说，于是他到那人跟前，将他扔站在井旁的骆驼身旁。
What do you think got the man's attention?
所以是什么让这个人呢引起他的注意了？
The gold bracelets and the nose ring.
所以呢，就是那些金镯子和金耳环。
She came home.
她回家。
And he looked at her and he said, "Where did you get those bracelets?"
所以呢，他看到她，他说："你从哪里弄来的那些金镯子？"
And she said, "Well, I got them from the man I met at the well."
他说："那一个我在井边碰到的人，他给我的。"
And then she said, "He came with 10 camels."
所以他带着十个骆驼来的。
I think he probably said, well, if there's two bracelets, and we've seen them already, maybe there's more bracelets in those 10 camels loads. I think this guy's got some money. I think we better go back to him.
因为我认为他说呢，如果他给了你两个金手镯子，那么说呢，他带着十个骆驼，那么他那个骆驼驮的东西里面呢，可能会有更多的金子，所以我们呢，要赶紧去井边见那个人。
And we're going to learn a lot more about this man in the book of Genesis.
我们在创世纪里要学到更多的关于这个叫拉班的人。
His name means Mr. White.
他的名字叫做白先生。
I call him Mr. Whitewash.
所以呢，我呢就称之为他那个白洗了。
What's the difference between white and whitewash?
所以呢，那个就是白的和洗白了的有什么区别呢
？White is a pure color.
所以白色是一个就是是纯白的颜色。
Whitewash is a little bit of paint you put on something that's dirty. It isn't pure at all, but if you put enough whitewash on it, it looks pure.
所以呢，就洗白了，就是说是你这个东西呢，它本来就是不是白的，然后你把它放水里洗一下，这个洗了以后它就白了。
And that's the kind of man he was.
这就是他是那个类型的人。
But he had a sister who was a woman of character. She said, I'll draw water for all those camels without even being asked.
所以呢，他呢有一个妹妹，他一个妹妹有这样的一个品格。他说呢，就算他不请我去做，我也要把那个水，把他的那些骆驼都喂饱。
And so in verse 31, he says,Come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels.
第31节便对他说，你这蒙耶和华赐福的，请进来，为什么站在外边？我已经收拾了房屋，也为骆驼预备了地方。
So he went out to invite the man in.
所以他去邀请这个人来家里。
Verse 32, then the man came to the house.He unloaded the camels and provided straw and feed for the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him.
第三十二节说，那人就进到了拉班的家，拉班卸了骆驼，用草料喂上，拿水给那人跟和跟随的人洗脚。
How many men were with Eliezer?
有多少人跟着 Eliezer?
I don't know.
我不知道。
Who drew water for the camels?
谁为那个骆驼就是打的水
？It was Rebecca who did it. This woman.
是那个叫利百加的女子，是不是
？Why didn't those men draw water for the camels?
那些男的为什么不去打水给骆驼喝呢
？I guess they were lazy.
我认为他们有点懒。
She drew water.For the camels and all the men watching her.
所以呢，他去给骆驼打水，所有的那些男的就站在旁边看着。
I think she was a pretty good woman.
我认为她是一个很好的女子。
Verse 33, and food was set before him to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have told about my errand." And he said, "Speak on."
第三十三节，把饭摆在他面前，叫他吃，他就说我不吃，等我说明白了我的事再吃。拉班说，请说。
What do we know about this man?
我们对这个人了解多少?
He said, the first thing is my job before my tummy.
他说呢, 我的工作呢,是工作在首先的,在吃饭。
Was he hungry?
他饿了吗?
Probably.
有可能。
Was he happy to rest? Probably.
他宁愿休息一下吗? 也有可能。
But he said, the first thing I've got to do is tell you why I'm here. I'm here on my boss's job, and I've got to tell you what it is he wants.
所以他说呢,首先呢,我要告诉你我来这里的原因,就是说呢,我现在呢,就是我主人给我派的这样的工作,我要告诉你他想要什么。
So he said, I am Abraham's servant.
他说呢,我是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
And of course they all would know who Abraham was, because Abraham was the brother of this woman's grandfather Nahor.
所以这个里面呢,就是当然他们都知道这个亚伯拉罕是谁,因为这个亚伯拉罕呢,他是这个女子的那个爷爷叫拿赫。
And then he tells the story about Isaac. This is all background for Isaac. He says, verse 35, the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, male and female servants, camels and donkeys.
这里呢,他刚开始要讲他的主人,第35节说,耶和华大大的赐福给我主人, 使他为大,又给他羊群、牛群、金银、男仆、女仆、骆驼和驴。
And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old. And to him, Abraham has given all that he has.
第36节说,我主人的妻子撒拉年老的时候,给我主人生了一个儿子,我主人也将一切所有的都给了他。
Now, my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. But you shall go to my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife for my son.
第37节说,我主人对我启示说,你不要为我儿子娶迦南人的女儿们为妻,也要往我父家,往我们本族那里去,为我的儿子娶一个妻子。
And I said to my master, perhaps the woman will not follow me. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and shall prosper your way. And you shall take a wife for my son from my kindred and from my father's house. You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among the kindred. For if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath.
第三十九节说,我对我主人说,恐怕这女子不肯跟我来。第40节,她对我说,我所侍奉的耶和华必要差他的天使与你同去,叫你的道路通达,你就得以在我父家,在我本族那里给我儿子娶一个妻子,只要你到了我本族那里,我使你起的事就与你无干。他们若不把女子交给你,你使我起的事也与你无干。
And this day I came to the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a drink, a little drink from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw also for your camels. Let her be the one whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son.
第42节说,我今天到了井旁边说呢,耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊,愿你叫我所行的道路通达。第43节看到我站在井边当着童女出来打水的时候,我对他说,请你把你瓶里的水给我一点喝,他若说,你只管喝,我也为你的骆驼打水,愿那女子
就做耶和华我主人儿子所预定的妻。Okay, so pretend now you're sitting at supper table.
所以呢,假设你现在坐在晚餐的桌子旁边。And
the soup's getting cold.
这个汤冷了。And
you're just sitting there waiting for the, and this man is telling this story.
所以呢，你就坐在那里等啊，这个人还在讲他的故事。
You would say, wow, what a story.
你就说，哦，多么漂亮的故事
It's the story of the greatness of Abraham.
所以这个故事关于亚伯拉罕的伟大。
It's the story of the miraculous hand of God in the life of this servant.
所以那也是一个故事，那个神的那个奇迹的手在这个仆人的身上。
But verse 45 now, but before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebecca coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said, please let me drink. And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink, I will give you camels. You give your camels a drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels drink also.
那这个里面第45节、第46节说呢，我心里的话还没说完，就见利百加出来，肩头上扛着水瓶，下到井旁打水。我便对他说：“求你给我水喝。”他就急忙从肩头上拿下瓶来说：“请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。”我便喝了，他也给我的骆驼喝了。
Then I asked her and said, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said, "I'm the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son." Whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists.
第47节说，我问他，你是谁的女儿？他说呢，我是密加与拉赫之子比士利的女儿。我就把环子戴在他脸上，把镯子戴在他两手上。
And he says, and then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham.Who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's son for my master's brother for his son.
第48节说，随后我低头敬拜耶和华，称颂耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神，因为他引导我走正确的道路，使我得着我主人兄弟的女儿，给我主人的儿子。
And so he's telling them all at supper, before they eat supper. And verse 49, he says, Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left.
然后呢，他们坐在餐桌旁等着吃晚餐呢，还没吃。也然后呢，第49就是说，现在你们若以慈爱诚实待我主人，就告诉我；若不这样，也告诉我，使我可以或向左转，或向右转。
Is there an urgency associated with the work of God?
所以呢，神的那个就是说工作是不是呢有那个紧急性呢
？Yes.
是的。
So the man I spoke to outside an hour ago, I said to him, do you go to church?
一个多小时之前我在门口跟那个人说，那你去教会吗？
He said to me, yes, I do.
他说是的，我去。
I said to how often?
我说你有多经常的去。
He said, well, not that often.
他并不经常。
I said, when were you there last?
那你最后一次在那里是什么时候？
He said, 6 months ago.
他六个月之前。
I said, why not more frequently?
我说为什么不经常去呢？
He said, I was very busy.
他说我非常忙。
I said, frankly, you're not convincing me. You're going to have a hard time convincing God that you were so busy you couldn't go to church in 6 months.
所以呢，我说你说服不了我，你更难去说服神，因为你太忙了，你六个月都不能去教会了。
This story is very simple.
这个故事非常简单。
Eliezer said, I'm going to get on with the work of God right now.
所以艾利埃泽说呢，我现在要马上呢就把神的工作做完。
And if you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to get on with the work of God right now.
所以呢，如果就是说你要去服侍主，你现在就必须把主的工作做完。
Where are we here in our story? I guess we got to the end of verse 49, didn't we?
Yeah.
Verse 50 says, Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing comes from the Lord.
然后第五十句说拉班和比示利比土利回答说呢，这是出于耶和华。
What makes the big difference in your life and my life？
在你的人生和我的人生中，什么让它变得不一样呢
？To realize that the things of our life, the issues that we face, the questions that we've got to answer, they come from the Lord. What are you going to do with God's plan？
因为我们要意识到在我们面前出现的问题和我们要找到的答案是神的出于耶和华的。那么说呢我们应该怎么样去做呢
?They said, here is Rebecca before you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken.
第五十一说看哪利百加在你面前可以将他带去照着耶和华所说的给你主人的儿子为妻。
Something wrong with that story?
这故事有什么不对吗?
What's wrong with that story?
这故事里面哪里不对了?
Rebecca's sitting in the corner, they're looking at her bracelets, and her father says, yeah, she can go. And her brother says, yeah, she can go.
因为那个利百加在那个角落里正在看他的那个镯子的时候呢，他的父亲和他的哥哥说，是，你可以去了，可以跟他走了。
Have you ever noticed...that sometimes the people who are close to you are the ones who encourage you to trust the Lord as your Savior, even before you do.
所以你有没有意识到呢？就是说，在你的人生里，有些人呢，他在你周围的是他鼓励你去先信主的，在你信主之前。
They understood.
他们理解。
The significance.More than she did, or they didn't even bother asking her. I'm not sure what the details are.
所以他们意识到他们做的事情的重要性，甚至呢，他们都觉得不用去问他的意见。
But praise the Lord for those who may be around you who acknowledge that you need the Savior just as this woman needed the privilege of being married to Isaac.
因为你要感谢主，就是那些人呢，他在你周围呢，他们意识到呢，就是、说是你需要一个救主，就像他们呢，就是这个地方的意识到的一样。
All right, verse number 40:52 says, and it came to pass when Abram's servant heard their words that he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth.
第五十二节是亚伯拉罕的仆人听见这话，就俯伏在地敬拜耶和华。
You can imagine Abraham's servant here.
你可以去想象一下亚伯拉罕的仆人。
After one after another, he sees God answering his prayers, answering his prayers.
一个接一个的，他看到那主呢应允他的祷告，应允他的祷告。
And God says.Abraham, you prayed, no, Eliezer, you prayed, I'm going to answer your prayers. And he answered his prayer.
所以呢神说呢 Eliezer, 你祷告了我要应允你的祷告。所以神呢就应允了 Eliezer 的祷告。
All right, verse 53. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, clothing, gave them to Rebecca. He also gave precious things to her brother,And to her mother.
第五十三节，仆人拿出金器、银器和衣服送给利百加，又将宝物送给他哥哥和他母亲。
You'll notice that when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll find that there's all kinds of precious things God gives you, and He doesn't just give you things for yourself; He gives you things for your family as well.
所以你会注意到，当你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主以后呢，那个主呢会赐给你很多珍贵的东西。他不仅仅赐给你，同样也赐给你周围的你的家人。
So verse 54 says, he and the men who were with him, ate and drank and stayed all night.
第五十四节说，他们吃了喝了住了一夜。
Again, I marvel at these men who are with him.
因为我再次呢感到惊奇，这些人跟他在一起。
What do you think they thought?
因为他们在想什么
？He probably said, you know, when I was working for Abraham, back in Israel. He said, it's an amazing story. I didn't know all these things. They're just sitting back watching. They didn't pray like Eliezer. They didn't understand all the detail, but they see the fulfillments. And I think they say, wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. Do you think they trusted the Lord Jesus Christ?
因为我认为呢，他们在那里，他就想着，他们觉得他们也并没有像那个艾利亚那样祷告，也没有去像他那样去想，他们只是坐在那里观察他，然后他们一会儿得到这些，一会儿得到那些。你认为他们都信了主了吗？
I think they said, God is a wonderful God. He's good to Abraham. He's been good to Eliezer. He's good to us. I think they marveled at what they saw.
我认为呢，他们认说那神呢是一个伟大的良善的神，他对那个亚伯拉罕很好，对以利亚也很好。他们说呢，我认为呢，他们对我们也会很好。他们呢就是会感到非常的惊奇，他们所看见的一切。
Then they arose in the morning.
然后早晨起来,
and he said, "Send me away to my master."
仆人就说, 请打发我回我主人那里去吧。
Verse 10, verse 55. But her brother and her mother said, "Let the young woman stay with us for a few days, at least 10. After that, she may go."
第55节说，利百加的哥哥和他母亲说，让女子同我们再住几天，至少10天，然后她可以去。
So the question is, when is the best time to go to be with Jesus?
现在问题是呢，什么时候是最好的时间去和主耶稣基督在一起呢？
Many people say later would be better than now.
所以很多人说呢，稍后一点比现在要好。
And the Bible always says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
所以圣经总是说呢，现在就是你接纳的时间，现在就是救恩的时间。
Very good. So I just got to say, thank you, ladies, for being here today. Come on back before you go to China. Okay, Lord bless you.
再跟他们说呢，就是谢谢你们今天来，然后呢，就是在回国之前继续来。
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Verse 56.
56节。
And Eliezer said to them, "Do not hinder me. Since the Lord has prospered my way, send me away so that I may go to my master."
所以呢，这个第56节说，Eliezer对他们说，耶和华既赐给我通达的道路，你们不要再耽误我，请打发我走，回我主人那里去吧。There
is always an urgency associated with the work of God. Don't delay the things of God.
所以呢，跟神的工作里面呢，总是有一个紧急性，就是神的工作不要单言，不要推迟。So
they said, "We will call the young woman and ask her personally."
所以他们说呢，我们把女子叫来问问她。Where
was she?
她在哪里？
Isn't this strange? She wasn't even at the table.
这个是不是有点奇怪呢？她甚至都没坐在桌子旁边。
For some reason, she wasn't there. All this discussion goes on. She's not even there.
所以呢，就是出于某种原因，她不在那里。他们所有的讨论都在那里进行，她却不在。
Verse 58. Then they called Rebecca and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
第58节说，他们就叫那利百加，问他说：“你要和这人同去吗？”利百加说：“我会去。”Okay,
that's the most important question you will ever be asked.
就是说呢，对你我来说，就是要被问的最重要的问题。This
is the question. Jesus is up in heaven.
这里是问题，主在天堂。He's
like Abraham's son. He is the inheritor of all things. If you trust in him, you become his wife.
如果你相信他,
Would you say yes?
你会说我想去吗?
Why might you not say yes?
你为什么不会说要去呢?
Well, my brother and my mommy don't want me to say yes. They want me to stay here for 10 days.
因为我的父爸爸妈妈他们不想要我去，因为呢，他想要我在这里再待10天。
Why might she also say something else?
她为什么呢？不能说其他的一些事情呢？
She could say, I've never even seen Isaac. All I've heard done heard about him, but I've never even seen him. I don't know if I'd like him or not.
因为就是她甚至都可以说，那我从来没见过以撒，我都不知道他长成什么样，我不知道我到底喜不喜欢他了。
She could have said, I think it's going to be a long journey.
她有可能也说呢，这个旅途可能很长。
Would you like to go for a camel ride?
你能就是说是要坐，想坐一下骆驼吗？
Frankly, I would.
当然我想坐。
If there were any camels around, I'd probably say, yep, I'd like to go for a camel ride.
所以呢，就是说，如果周围有骆驼，我说是，我想去骑骆驼。
The man might say, all right, I'll take you around the block.
所以呢，这个人会说呢，我会把你在这个街区带领转一圈。
I'd say, okay.
我说好吧。
But if he said, we'll just go for 500 miles.
但如果他说呢，我可以带你到500英里之外去。
You get on the camel, and we'll take you from here to Vernon, all through the mountains up.
所以呢，如果就是说，你那个坐到骆驼上，我会从这里把你带到Vernon那里去，所有的都是要翻山越岭。
I might say, I don't really like camels that much.
所以说我还没有那么喜欢骆驼。
I don't know if I want to go.
我不知道我是不是想走。
Was it easy for her to say, yes, I'll go to be Isaac's wife?
就对他们说呢，我愿意去做以撒的妻子，他这么说是很容易说出来的吗？
In some respect, the answer is yes.
从某种方面来说呢？
Easy. In other respects, it's kind of hard.
从某种方面来说呢，他呢就是很容易，但从另一个方面讲呢，是非常的艰难的。When's
this story taking place?
这些故事发生在什么时候？
Early in the morning.
早晨。
You think she was still in bed?
你认为她仍然在睡觉吗？
Could have been.
有可能。
All we know is they called her, and they said, "Will you go with this man?"
我们所有知道的是，他们去叫他，叫他说呢，你愿意跟这个人走吗？
And the answer was yes.
答案是我愿意。
So when I was a little boy,
当我还是个小男孩的时候，
I just climbed out of my bed.
我就爬到我的床上去。
And I said, Lord Jesus, I choose you. I want to go with you. I want you to take my sins away. I want you to be my Lord.
对我的主啊，我想要那个跟从您，我想要信您，我想要您来除去我的罪，我要您呢成为我的主。
And when you get to be baptized, you say that to not just yourself, but you say that to everybody watching you too. You say, yes, I choose to go with Jesus.
因为当你受洗的时候呢，你要这么说，你不仅仅是自己那么说，你还要对其他的人那么说，就是说呢，我是的，我选择了主耶稣。And
the camel ride may be fun, and it may be hard and long.
所以呢，骑骆驼也许很好玩，但是呢，如果骑长了就有点难了。But
the Christian says, I will go.
但是基督徒说呢，我会去。
That's what you've got to say. That's what I've got to say.
这些你必须要说的，这一些是我必须要说的。
So verse 59 says, So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his man.
第59节说，于是他们打发妹子利百加和她的乳母，同亚伯拉罕的仆人，并跟从仆人的都走了。
It's kind of a big deal.
这是一个大事。
10 camels.
10个骆驼。
How many people?
有多少人呢?
Well, Eliezer and Rebecca and Rebecca's servant and the other men.
Eliezer, Rebecca的仆人, 还有其他的一些人,
There could have been half a dozen or more, couldn't there?
可能有那七个人, 并且更多, 是不是呢?
And they're all out on a 500 mile journey.
他们所有的人呢, 都在一个, 哎, 500英里的旅程上,
And as they went, or before they went, they blessed Rebecca, verse 60, and said to her, Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them.
第60节呢, 他们就给利百加祝福说呢, 我们的妹子啊, 愿你做千千万万人的母, 愿你的后裔得着那恨他们之人的城门。
What is the future of people who say, I will go with Jesus?
那么对那些人来说呢, 他们说我愿意跟主耶稣基督走的人, 走的人, 他们的将来是什么样子的呢?
Well, did she know that we would be reading this story and pondering it almost 4,000 years later?
他知道我们在读这些经文, 然后在4000年以后还在读这些经文, 还在思考吗?
Has God done any wonderful things for her posterity?
所以神对他的后裔做的什么奇妙的事情吗?
What are you going to do when you get to heaven?
那你去到天堂你怎么做?
You're going to sit down with Rebecca, and you're going to say, Rebecca, I read all about you.
因为你会去找利百加坐坐,你说利百加,我读了所有关于你的事情。
And I decided to do exactly what you did.
我决定了照着你一模一样的事情去做了。I
decided to go to Jesus. I decided to follow him like you decided to go to Isaac. I just did the same thing you did, and God has blessed me. He even blessed me through you. Because your story inspired me to do the same thing.
所以呢，我决定呢，跟主耶稣基督走，就像你当时决定呢，去到那个以撒那里去一样。所以呢，我跟你做了一模一样的事情。那么说呢，主呢就是赐福了我，就像主当时赐福了你一样。就是你的故事其实是启示了我，照着你同做的事情同样去做。
What do you think King David did when he got to heaven and he met Rebecca?
你认为呢，就是大卫王，如果他去到天堂，他碰到利百加，他会说什么呢？
Do you think he said, thank you for being a good grandmother, Rebecca?
所以呢，你就会说呢，利百加，感谢你是我的那个太祖母吗？
You were a good mother for me. I considered it a great honor to be able to look back and say, she was my grandmother.
因为你是一个非常伟大的太子母，就我会就是说是往上追溯，你看看看到那里是，她是一个非常的好的伟大的太子母。
Verse 61, then Rebecca and her maids, plural now. How many were there? Rebecca and Eliezer's men and Rebecca's maids. Could have been all 10 camels.
所以这个里面呢，就是第61节说利百加和他的使女们，使女们这里是个复数，你去想想呢，就是说是这里到底有多少人呢？他的利百加的使女们和那个Eliezer的仆人，他们都可能把10个骆驼都装满了。Then
Rebecca and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebecca and departed.
所以这个利百加和他的女子们就起来，骑上骆驼，跟着那仆人，仆人就带着利百加走了。All
right, now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahai-Roi, for he dwelt in the south.
第62节，那时以撒住在南地，刚从拉海来，并回来。And
Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. And there the camels were coming.
第63节，天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，见来了些骆驼。
How do you think Isaac felt?
你认为，以撒的感觉是什么样的？
He sees all these camels coming. He recognizes who they are.
他呢,看到这些所有的骆驼来了,他认识那些骆驼。
And he said, I think that one of those people in the camels is going to be my wife.
他说呢,我认为那骑在骆驼上的其中一个人会成为我的妻子。
Do you think he said, I wonder if I'm going to like her?
所以呢,就是说,你认为他会不会想,我会不会喜欢他呢?
Maybe, I don't know what he would have thought.
所以也许,我不知道他在想什么。
It's one thing to marry somebody you know. It's another thing to marry somebody you don't know.
所以你呢,跟一个你认识的人结婚是一回事儿。
I think he probably said, Lord, you're behind this whole deal. You brought the right woman for me.
所以呢,我认为他认为,我认为他在想呢,主啊,您在这背后呢,这一切都是您在背后的,您会把这个正确的女子带给我。
He didn't know all the answers to prayer that Eliezer saw. He'd hear about that later.
因为他并没有听到就是说是Eliezer的祷告被应允,但是他稍后呢,他可能会听他讲。What
he knew was what he had prayed.
所以他所知的是他祷告了。Do
you think he'd prayed, Lord, would you please bring me the right wife?
所以你认为他祷告了吗?主啊,求您呢,就是带给我正确的妻子呢?
Okay, sure he did.
当然了,
and so he's out in the field now, walking, and he sees this this group coming toward him.
然后呢,他在那个地里祷告,看见这些一群人来了。
All right, verse 64. Then Rebecca lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel.
第64节说,利百加举目看见以撒,就急忙下了骆驼。
For she had said to the servant, Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?
第65节是因为她曾经问那仆人,这田间走来迎接我们的是谁?
And the servant said, It's my master. So she took a veil and covered herself.
因为那仆人说,是我的主人,于是她就拿帕子蒙上面。
And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done.
所以妇人就将所办的一切事情都告诉以撒。
That was probably a long conversation.
这也可能是一个很长的谈话。
Verse 67, Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
第67节说,以撒便离利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷,娶了他为妻,并且爱他,以撒从他母亲死以后,这才得了安慰。Well,
if we'd been writing that story, we would have simply ended with the words, and they lived happily ever after.
所以呢,如果你写那个故事,你有可能会写从此以后,他们就幸福地生活在一起了。
And it's true.
这个也是个事实。
And when you get to heaven, you're going to say, and we live happily ever after.
就是当你去到天堂以后, 你就会说, 我们从此就幸福地生活了。
Heaven is a wonderful place.
天堂是个奇妙的地方。
This man that I spoke to at lunch, he didn't know very much about very much, but he said, I'd like to go to heaven.
所以这个人呢,中午我碰到的他呢,对什么东西了解的并不多,但是他却知道要去天堂。
How many people in heaven are going to be disappointed?
有多少人在天堂里会失望呢?
Okay, not one.
一个都没有。
Absolutely marvelous. Was Isaac disappointed?
绝对是奇妙的。以撒他会失望吗?
Was Rebecca disappointed?
利百加失望了吗?
No.
没有。
Hallelujah. Marvelous story.
Hallelujah. 奇妙的故事。
All right, I'm not sure really now what to say beyond that. Any other questions, or any questions rather, as we close off today?
那么在我们今天结束之前，大家有任何的问题吗？
It's interesting, isn't it, that there are stories in the Bible that are, they're almost models or patterns for us to follow.
所以这个非常有意思的是呢，在圣经里的故事呢，基本上都是给我们做了一个模板，做了一个样板，让我们去遵从的，是不是呢？
And sometimes in life, we get stories like this, and we say, okay, I'll say yes, and we go along on something, and it works out pretty good.
所以呢，有时候呢，在我们的人生里，我有这样类似的故事，我们说啊，这个东西不错，我准备照着这样做，最后那一切都很好，是不是呢？
I was offered a job once.
有一次呢，我被提供了一个工作。
I knew nothing about it.
我对那个工作不了解。
My boss said, would you like the job?
我的老板说，你喜欢这个工作吗？
I said, how could you possibly turn down a job if you didn't know anything about it?
所以你说，那你怎么可能就是去做这样的，就是说不喜欢这个工作，如果你对这个工作一点都不了解了。
So anyway, after a long, lots of complications, I finally took the job.
所以呢，在很长的那个复杂的过程中，最终呢，我接受了那个工作。
And I was lying in bed in a hotel in Europe many months later.
几个月之后呢，我在欧洲的一个酒店的床上躺着了。And
I was giggling.
我在 giggling.
What do you do when you go to bed? Do you cry?
所以呢，你上床之前你在干什么呢？你哭吗？
Or do you giggle?
或者说你 giggle偷笑。
Some people just snore.
有些人就打鼾。
I was there. I was giggling. I thought this is amazing.
我在那里偷笑，我说这个太奇妙了。
It was a good job. It was a far better job than I deserved.
这是一个很好的工作，是一个远远超过我配得的工作。
And I had more money in my pocket than I deserved.
所以呢，我在我口袋里的钱比我应该得到的多得多。
And I was giggling.
我在那个偷笑。
That's not the only time I giggle when I go to bed.
这是唯一一次我在上床之前我在偷偷笑。
Sometimes I think about what's going to happen when I get to heaven.
有时候呢，我在想呢，我到天堂去以后会发生什么。
And I say this is going, heaven is going to be wonderful. And I begin to laugh and giggle and smile and say, thank you, Lord, for inviting me to go to heaven.
然后呢，我就想到呢，就天堂的呢，我就开始那笑，我就开始偷笑，我就开始微笑，就说感谢主啊，您呢邀请我去到天堂。And
I think Rebecca, when she got there, she said, this is pretty nice.
我认为呢，就是利百加到那里以后，他这个地方。And
Isaac is a wonderful man.
这个地方太好了，以撒是一个奇妙的人。And
I think she said thank you.
我认为他说呢，谢谢你。
And she probably went to sleep with a smile on her face.
她有可能在睡，笑着就睡着了。
All right, that's our story for today.
那这就是我们今天的故事。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that the Bible has so many good news stories in it.
所以主啊，我们也是感谢您的，在圣经里有这么多的好消息的故事在里面。
Lord, may we all be diligent to serve you the way Eliezer did.
主啊，愿我们每个人呢都能勤奋的过服侍您，就像埃利亚泽那样做。May
we be diligent to trust you the way Isaac did.
所以呢，我们也要就是勤奋的去相信你，就像以撒那样的一样。And
may we all be willing to follow you the way Rebecca did.
所以呢，愿我们每个人呢就像利百加那样跟从您那样去跟从您。Thank
you, Lord, for being a good God.
所以感谢主啊，您是一个良善的神。Thank
you for inviting each one of us to know you and to live for you and to inherit all your blessings for all eternity.
所以感谢您呢，就是邀请我们所有的人，每个人呢，都是去相信您，相信您呢，最后呢，在永恒里承受那些所有的奇妙的事情。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.